Hello and welcome to another episode of the
Hello
Spilled Soup. And
I couldn't wait.
The obnoxious person next to me is Diana Rank, a frequent co-host with me on this podcast. And we are here to celebrate our humanity, not our inhumanity, but our humanity.
Yes.
So, today we're going to talk about some mishaps with a foreign exchange student.
Oh, okay.
Did you have any experiences with foreign exchange students?
Not at all.
You didn't have any live with you at all?
No.
Your kids didn't want to host a foreign exchange student?
I wanted to really bad, and I had, like, my very best friend in the whole world at the time was a coordinator of that, and right. My husband at the time said no.
Oh.
Screw him.
Yeah, he missed out on a really rewarding experience.
Okay, let's hear about it.
Okay, so and part of this was we got paid, too. That was the...
Oh,
that was important.
Cha-ching. All right. Yeah. That's cool.
So this was a program where they were college students, and they were coming to the United States, and they were going to study English at a local community college here, Irvine Valley College.
Okay, great.
And they were looking for hosts, and it paid, like, at the time, you know, it was pretty decent money, a little extra something-something for our family budget. It was, like, $500 a month or something.
Nice.
Yeah. So we... we're privileged to welcome into our home Yong Soo Kim from South Korea.
Okay, I don't know why that's funny, but it is.
Well, here's what's funny about it is he was, I hate to say, the stereotypical Asian guy.
Oh, God.
And almost, sadly, the racist way that sometimes the older movies will portray an Asian guy, kind of straight... disheveled hair, really thick glasses, and then he had, to top it off, had big old set of buck teeth.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this reminds me and makes me think, again, a racist view, but so freaking funny. 16 Candles.
Oh, Long Duck Dong?
Long Duck Dong.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So freaking funny. Okay. Oh, God, I hate this, but it's funny. I can't help it.
It is, yeah. But Yong Soo Kim was his name. We just called him Yong Soo.
Yong Soo. All right.
Kim is a very common name in Korea, apparently. So Yong Soo, first day he's with us, we welcome him. He's exhausted. He's got jet lag. He sleeps the night. But he has to be at the Irvine Valley College at 8 a.m., bright and early. And at the time, I worked for a company... It was based in Irvine, Mazda. And so it was perfect. I could just drop him off on my way to work.
Okay, and just to clarify, you had two children at the time.
Actually,
how old were your children?
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent question. Actually, we had no children. That's why we had this. We had a second bedroom. No, this was before we had children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
100,000 years ago.
It was a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah. It's when we were a young swinging couple. No, that's not.
Gross.
That, yeah, it's gross. So Yong Soo was a little bit exhausted in the morning, and I had a hard time getting him up, and he was rushing out the door, right? He didn't want to be late for the first day of the program.
Is he Russian or Japanese? No. I'm so funny. Okay, go ahead.
Fettuccine.
So
he was in such a hurry that I just grabbed a bagel, and... I got him a glass of juice. All right, so Yong Soo gets in my car, and I had given him the bagel, and I had given him this glass of juice to drink with his bagel. And so we start to drive, and he's eating his bagel and sipping his juice the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And I pull up to a stoplight, and of course I'm looking for traffic. When the light turns green, because it's always good. Safety first, look for across traffic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't looking, and what I hadn't noticed is that Yong Soo, for whatever reason, put that glass of juice on the dashboard. And the dashboard, it was an older car, and it had like a flat dashboard at the top where you could set things.
Who does that?
Yong Soo
okay.
does that. And so it was full of juice. So when I accelerated, the juice fortunately came down on him and me. It like first toppled onto me and then bounced off of me and then into his lap. So we both got doused with the juice, basically. Okay. Mm-hmm. So of course I show up to work and I've got this, at the time, this was early 90s. Years ago. And back then you still wore shirts and ties to work.
Okay,
sure. Yeah, and it was a Japanese company and that was a big deal.
Mazda.
Mazda, yeah. So I show up and I've got juice stains and I just explain to people that, you know, hey, I've got this foreign exchange student staying with me and he's clumsy, blah, blah, blah. So it was sort of a rough start with Yong Su. So the next thing that happened was Yong Su was asking if we could make him some rice, right?
Okay.
So my ex-wife says, now my ex-wife, not my ex-wife at the time, Debbie. She says, okay, well, there, you know, the pots and pans are in this cupboard right here. Just make yourself some rice. Okay, the thing is Yong Su came from a culture and a family where the women are kind of subservient and they make all the food, right? So Yong Su had never made rice or boiled rice in his life.
Okay.
Right? So.
Side note.
Okay.
I literally yesterday taught my 19-year-old son how to make rice.
He didn't know how to make it?
Well, he's 19. Why would he know? But he knows now. Okay, go ahead with Yong Su's.
Can he make top ramen?
He does make top ramen.
Okay, all right.
And mac and cheese and spaghetti, but that's about it.
Okay. But rice, yeah, rice is really, that's up there with, that's
well,
an easy.
I have a rice cooker, so I taught him how to use the rice cooker. Okay. Anyway, right. I'm so sorry. That just reminded me of.
Yeah, so there's no reason for him to be ashamed because Yong Su, as a 21-year-old young man, had never made rice before.
Okay. Right?
So we turn him loose in the kitchen, we tell him where the pots and pans are, and within about 5 minutes, we start smelling something burning.
Oh, no.
And it was actually a hot pad that was left on one of the burners, and he turned on the wrong burner. And it was just, we go in there, and there's a full-on...
Like an oven mitt, you mean?
Like an oven mitt, kind of a hot pad thing.
Okay.
And we left on one, he turned on the wrong burner, and the thing just had burst into flames, and it was sort of a scene. And we're in there with, like, towels trying to, you know, put out the fire. And he's very flustered, and, oh, I'm so sorry, so sorry. I mean, no, he had an accent. I'm sorry. That's, yeah.
Okay, okay. Poor
but,
kid.
Yeah, he was so flustered, and you could tell he was sad that he disappointed us. And
aww.
I could, probably through those thick glasses, I could see the little tear in his eye. Really sad. So that was, like, the second thing that happened. The third thing that happened with Yong Su is that we took him to a Dodgers game. This was a big deal to him. Like to see a professional, professional baseball game, right?
It's exciting.
Yeah. So we take him up there, and part of the experience, we bought a bumper sticker for him, right? Figured that he could take it back home with him as a souvenir and put it on the bumper of his car when he got home, right?
Okay.
Unfortunately, Yong Su didn't understand what a bumper sticker was all about. And so a couple of days later, we came into his room where he was staying, and the bumper sticker was affixed to the wall. And, it was, I think we did leave it on there, and eventually we tried to take it off, and of course it peeled off a big layer of paint when we took it off. So with Yong Su, we had all these experiences with him where we felt like there was some payback that we needed to do for Yong Su. So, we sort of timed it as we were driving down the street, and there was those sprinklers that kind of rotate in the shrubbery.
Sure.
And we were trying to time it so that sometimes the sprinklers would kind of go out in the street a little bit.
Yeah.
So as we were driving down the street, we had power windows that I could control from the front.
What is happening?
So okay. I drove past these shrubs, and I could see the sprinkler coming around, chick, 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 like that. And I timed it so that right when it was coming down into the street, I rolled down his window, and he got a big face full of water.
No!
Yes, yeah.
Wait, okay. It's pause.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you and your ex-wife
yeah.
decided you needed to get revenge on this poor kid
yeah.
who had all these unfortunate mishaps.
Right.
So you purposely drove past a sprinkler
yeah.
to make him get doused by a...
yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, it was really funny at the time. And he even laughed about it.
Okay.
But
okay.
he had... His glasses were, the water was dripping off the bottom of his glasses, and he, yeah, it was a good moment. It was,
it was a good moment for who? For all of
you? Let me just say it was a memorable moment for him. I'm sure he,
okay.
I'm sure he wrote back home and said that he had this great experience with this young couple, this sadistic young couple.
Can I interject a short story real quick?
Yeah, bring it.
I love doing that.
Yeah.
Obviously. Took my kids through the car wash one time.
Oh, yeah?
They were bitching about something. I don't remember. So as the car wash was happening, I rolled down the back windows, and they got completely sprayed by the car wash.
So you've done that to your own children.
I did that to my own children.
And yes. How old were they at the time?
Oh, I don't know, 5.
Oh, nice. With hot, scalding water in their face?
No! Oh, I'm not evil. Oh. Well, maybe it was. I don't know.
Okay, well,
was funny.
I've got a kind of a little side story, too, on this. It was my friend. This happened to my friend Tim Rue, my photographer friend.
Oh, okay.
He had a date, and he was kind of rushing to get to the date, and he had to... He wasn't Russian.
That's just making me, like, so...
I know. I'm saying it. I'm really saying it like Sarah Palin. I shouldn't... He's Russian to get to the date.
Anyway, okay.
Ross. So he goes through the car wash because he wanted to make sure his car was nice and shiny for the date. And totally forgot he had left his windows down and got like the whole inside of his car covered in foam and soap and wet.
That's just stupid,
yeah. That's but again, a celebration of humanity right there.
Sure. Okay. All right. Yeah. We're celebrating stupidity, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Hopefully, anyway, Tim will never hear this.
Back to Jim Yon Loon or whatever.
No, Young Soo Kim.
Soo Kim.
Yeah. So Young Soo Kim. I don't know. I think I tried to get in touch with him about 5 years later. Oh, your dog's licking my head now.
Okay, y'all. My dog Mowgli just climbed on top of the couch and is licking Ed's bald head.
He loves that.
Come on, Mowgli.
There's something tasty about my scalp.
Come on down. Okay, go ahead, Ed. Sorry. I got
Mowgli now. So we did stay in touch for a while, and then I think the last time we were in touch was maybe 5 years after the experience. I've often wanted to get in touch with him again because I want to... He's probably some big shot executive now.
How long did he live with you?
Oh, 3 months, something like that.
Okay, like a summer?
Yeah, like a summer, yeah. Like a summer program.
Kind of thing? Okay.
Yeah. But I would love to see, you know, this was 30 years ago.
Right.
So I'd love to find out if he's like a big shot now, if he still harbors some resentment.
Oh, you mean about the car wash or whatever it
about
was?
About the
sprinklers?
Yeah. But as far as we know, he had a really good experience.
Oh, good.
There was another guy who kind of moved in after that, who, total side story here, but he was not as nice as Young Soo. He would have fish heads. He'd keep a bag of fish heads in his room.
Okay, that's disgusting.
It was disgusting. And the whole room smelled like gross raw fish. But that's like a delicacy there. Little mini fish heads you can snack on.
Okay, I don't want to even talk about that anymore.
This guy also, we let him borrow our car. And he, we came home and the mirror was cracked.
Wait, the fishhead guy?
The fishhead guy.
Okay.
The side mirror was cracked.
Why?
That's what we asked. We said, hey, what's going on? What happened to the mirror? And his thumbprint was on the mirror too, right? So we know what happened. He didn't realize it was an electric, a power mirror.
Oh.
And so he tried to force it and just cracked the mirror. Yeah.
Poor guy.
So
did he ever like admit to that?
He never admitted to it. Aww. He said, "Oh, I don't know what happened." he also was a smoker.
Oh, ew.
And so he would that combination of the cigarette smoke with the fish head, it was gross.
Oh,
yeah.
That's gonna make me vomit right now.
All right. Well, that was not the intent of this episode of the podcast. And I feel like that...
You never know where this podcast is going to go.
Yeah. It's a mystery every time. I feel like for this podcast, we should maybe plug a charity of maybe some sort of charity for foreign exchange students who've had traumatic experiences and they need counseling or something. If there's some...
PTSD for foreign exchange students.
Exactly.
We might have to start that one ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that there is that particular charity out there.
I mean, it could be. I could get in touch with this guy now, and he could be like in a mental institution, or he could be some.
Because of you?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sprinklers?
That's what I'm thinking. Thinking we could have ruined his life.
You may have. You may have.
Anyway, I hope his English is good now.
Did he speak English at the time that he.
It was really. Rough and halting English.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of hand motions to communicate.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all I got, really.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I wanted to plug one more time because I only have two charities that I plug, right?
That's right. Little Red Dog.
Little Red Dog and any animal service, any rescue service is good. But Operation Smiles, and here's why it's on my mind.
Oh, yeah.
As you know, Devin, my son, born with a cleft, just had a cleft surgery. He's 19, and he had a surgery for the first time since he was like 10.
Right.
And it's so amazing what they can do. I mean, have you seen, you haven't really seen him personally yourself, right?
Well, I saw him the other day, and it looks amazing.
He looks amazing.
Yeah, totally different.
I mean, he's always been a handsome kid. But just what they can do with cleft repair now is just incredible. And Operation Smiles allows people in third world countries to get those surgeries.
Right.
So that they can live normal lives. And it's just incredible.
Yeah.
And so just because my son is still going through it and he's 19 years old and he still has a couple surgeries to go, it's just on my mind. So I just wanted to share that one more time. Operation Smiles.
Yeah. Now, he hasn't used that himself, right? He doesn't need to use it.
No, no, no. But it just makes me think, because I watched a documentary one time about cleft repair or cleft children
right
in third world countries. And a lot of times these children are just literally left on the side of the road because the parents don't know what to do with them. And they're afraid that they're going to be chastised or their children are going to be ridiculed and a burden.
Yeah.
So they just leave them.
Oh, that's terrible.
And abandon them. And there's a lot of cleft children in orphanages.
No
because
kidding.
Of that. So it just makes me so sad to think that could have been my child.
Yeah.
You know, that my child was born, and thank God, born to a family who could help him.
Yeah.
But not all children are that lucky.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Well,
only you hadn't had the Dr. Pepper, you wouldn't have played.
Oh, my God.
The cleft palate.
You are so evil. Wow.
You want to explain that, by the way?
I do not.
Okay.
Actually, yes, I will. I drank Dr. Pepper during my pregnancy, and my husband at the time made a joke one time that that's why my child was... Because we knew that Devin had a cleft before he was born. It was found on the ultrasound.
Right.
And Stephen joked about that. And... It's not his fault. He was trying to be funny, but I literally collapsed on the floor sobbing on the floor of the hospital when he said that because I completely blamed myself.
Yeah.
I know now that it wasn't anything that I did,
right.
But at that moment, you know, that was a rough moment.
Oh, yeah.
A rough moment.
one of many tender moments you had with your ex-husband. Yeah.
We'll talk about that'll be a theme.
That will be
for one of our podcasts.
We should talk about ex-spouses on another podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Thanks, Ed.
All right.
That was fun.
See you on the flip side.
Bye.